Cathedral of Aversa. Before the arrival of the Normans in the 11th century, the territory of Aversa consisted of small farmhouses and villas, including the village of Sancti Pauli at Averze. It did not have a precise territorial, legal or administrative structure until the Norman conquest. With the arrival of the Normans, the village began to take on a definite configuration. It was probably a religious settlement linked to the original chapel of San Paolo, on which the Normans built the Cathedral of Aversa in 1053. Here we are in Piazza del Duomo, in front of the important religious building with his facade in Baroque style and with the imposing bell tower to its right. The aspect we see today is the result of works carried out by Roman architect Carlo Buratti at the beginning of the 18th century, starting from 1702, at the request of the Bishop Innico Caracciolo. These renovations were necessary due to the numerous earthquakes that hit the building over the centuries and which caused the collapse of a large part of the original Norman structure. The facade is divided horizontally into a lower and an upper part, while vertically is divided into three sections by giant pilasters of the Corinthian order. Above the central portal is a balustrade with a large window with a round arch, and in the upper part of the gable is a small window, which is also semicircular. To the right of the facade, a bridge connects the cathedral to the bell tower of 1493. The bell tower is supported at the corners by a group of four columns and ends at the top with an octagonal shape where a marble bust is walled in, perhaps representing a Norman warrior, initially identified as Reinulfo Drengot, and later as his brother's Ascletino, second count of Aversa. The octagonal dome that dominates the cathedral is one of a kind. It has an octagonal drum with a double order of fake loggias, rebuilt in the 13th century. Inside the church has a Latin cross plan, with arms of different sizes, divided into three naves. The central nave is higher and illuminated by windows placed above. The naves are divided into bays, separated from the presbytery area by a transept. In the central nave, the current pillars replace the original columns. At the beginning of the nave, there are two 17th century stoups made by Francesco Maggi in polychrome marble, surmounted by bas reliefs.
Continuing along the right aisle, we come across the first painting, The Conversation of St. Paul, a 17th century canvas by Carlo Mercurio. Towards the end of the aisle, we find the second painting, The Adoration of the Magi, by Cornelius Smith.
In the center, the transept separates the naves from the presbytery, dominated in the high altar, built to a design by Luigi Valbidelli. Even if the execution does not fully respect the forms conceived in 1760 by the architect of Charles Bourbon,
little remains of the original appearance of the ancient cathedral, with the exception of the ambulatory, the only ancient part that has remained intact.